This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. All kinds of stuff to get to here. I want to get to this just because it reinforces a point I've made. And, you know, that's really what I live for. But we talk about when we're dealing with people who are commies. We talk about how we can't step out of our world that is real and step into their world that is make-believe. You can't meet them halfway between the real world and the world of make-believe. That doesn't help you. It doesn't help them. That doesn't mean we stop persuading them, especially if it's somebody you love, your dad, your sister, whatever the case may be. It doesn't mean you stop trying. But what you can't ever do is what the right does all the time. And that's kind of giving in. Let me just give in on a lot of stuff you like. And that way, maybe we'll end up coming around. And all that ends up happening is the religious zealot keeps pulling you further and further into the world of make-believe. Would you like an example? This guy's name is James Tallarico. You don't know who he is. He's a state representative from Texas. You don't have any idea what it is. But he's an elected official. I'm going to play something for you right now. And I want you to tell me where you're going to meet this guy halfway.
I want us all to be aware of is that modern science obviously recognizes that there are many more than two biological sexes. In fact, there are six, which honestly, Representative Hefner, surprised me too, because I you know, am not well versed in this issue area. I'm not a scientist. I'm a politician, a lot worse than a scientist.
There are six genders. So let me ask you something, nice person. How many genders do you think you should agree to in order to have a conversation with that guy? Because there are two. There are only two sexes. That's how God made it. You're a man or you're a woman. The world of make-believe crowd has decided there's 95. This guy says there are six. So are you going to compromise with him? You think you should meet him halfway? Okay, there are four. All right, so not six. That's crazy. But let's agree. Okay, there's four. Or are you going to hold strong and say, no, I need you to step out of the world that is fake and into the world that is real? I think we all know the way we have to go. We've done for far too long, we've stepped into that world of make-believe, thinking that made us the better person, thinking we were going to win them over, and all that's happened is the right has been pulled to the left over and over and over and over again. I can't believe the things I say are considered controversial. I consider these to be all basic, normal positions from like 20 years ago. And today, people think I'm a nut. It's basic stuff. It's crazy to me. You know what's not crazy? I had an opportunity to meet this guy. Patrick Bet David is his name. Freaking sharp. I've hung out with him a couple times in Florida. He was on Joe Rogan's podcast. You know how we talk about ESG all the time? I thought he did a really, really good job of it. Listen how he lays out this ESG stuff.
Everyone has to come through us and we can tell everybody what to do because everybody fears not getting money from us, from being downgraded. A Tesla on ESG score is nothing, but a Philip Morris gets an A rating. How the hell the company that's Philip Morris has a better environmental social governance score, DEI, you know, not DEI, but the CEI, the score they give it over Tesla. So they can bully some of these guys. Now, Elon is vocal. Elon can stand up. Elon's not the guy that can be bullied. But some of these other guys that don't have 150 million followers and they don't own a company called Twitter, they may be billionaires. They may be $50 million guys, CEOs. But they got to sit there and say, babe, if you say something, you're going to lose your $26 million a year salary. Just do what Larry tells you to do. Imagine if you had control of 88% of CEOs of S&P 500 companies. What kind of influence do you have?
He's talking, of course, about BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, the three finance giants who, as he just laid out, they are not only in control of the Fortune 500 companies, they are using that control. Chris, would you do me a favor? His name's Larry Fink. I'm doing this on the fly. Sorry, Chris, you're going to have to do it live. We pulled a bit of audio a while ago of Larry Fink talking about how we force behaviors. In fact, you'll probably find it right away if you look that up. Larry Fink, he's the CEO of BlackRock. I know it's a little long, Chris. It's okay. Just whatever you get the appropriate. Oh, you have it already? Remember, when I play this for you, this is the CEO of BlackRock. What happens is these finance giants stand over companies, even huge companies, and they will make huge determinations for that company. No, you will fire this board person. You will hire this board person. This guy can be CEO. This guy's not allowed to be CEO. And these Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street, they're full-blown communists who believe in, well, don't take my word for it, take it from the CEO of BlackRock himself.
Well, behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors. 54% of the incoming class are women. We added 4 more points in terms of diverse employment this year. You know, what we are doing internally is, if you don't achieve these levels of impact, your compensation could be impacted, okay?
We're doing the same thing.
And so it's just, you have to force behaviors.
We're forcing behaviors. Oh, you think you're going to run your Fortune 500 company? Oh, do you like that job as $20 million a year CEO? Could you imagine making $20 million a year? I thought about that during that soundbite when he said it. Now, I had to drop algebra a couple times in community college, but that's almost $2 million a month. Think about making almost $2 million, period, let alone making almost $2 million a month. And we have to remember, that's part of the reason so many of these CEOs and corporate boards are such cowards and cave all the time. You're not just threatening them with, hey, I might do this, I might do that. You're threatening that pretty sweet gig. Now, I've never been on my own yacht. But I imagine if I ever got a hold of one, I'm never going to get a hold of one, but I imagine if I ever got a hold of one and spent any length of time on the yacht with my staff fanning me as I eat grapes off the by the pool that's, of course, on the yacht, I don't imagine that's a life I'd like to give up, especially when I just have to, all you need me to do is fire some of the men and hire women instead? Oh, well, I like my yacht. That sounds good. That's a lot of what you're seeing now. All right. I want to set that aside because we're going to have to tackle something. Something that's bigger. And this is going to be a little difficult for all of us because it's going to wake us up to where we are. We are not culturally where we have to be as a nation. And this is a conversation we've had. But we are not where we need to be as a people. Forget the politicians. Forget about the Larry Finks for a minute. Forget about the elites, the CEOs, all the scumbags you hate. Forget about them. Let's talk about us, the people. We are not where we should be as a nation. And that's really what we need to fix. Yesterday, there was a ballot measure in Ohio. It failed. I'm not going to go into details of what it does. It's allowing the ability to change the state's constitution. It doesn't matter what it does. Pro-lifers wanted the ballot to succeed. The ballot failed. The ballot failed because the right, once again, didn't mobilize, didn't fund a campaign, didn't get out the vote. The communists did. Outside money came from all over the place and poured money into that state. It's a shame we don't have more affiliates in Ohio. But they poured money into that state over and over and over again. And the abortionists won. But that's not even all of it. I'm going to play something for you right now. This is MSNBC. I'm going to try to let it play.
This is a study done by the Indeed hiring platform with researchers from the University of California. Now, it looks specifically at companies that decided to offer financial help for out-of-state abortions just shortly after the Dobbs decision came down. So, in other words, if you worked for these companies and you lived in a state with a strict abortion ban, your company would cover the cost of traveling out of state to get an abortion. So here's what they found. Companies that announced these policies saw an 8% increase in people actually clicking on their job postings compared with similar jobs at similar employers who did not announce such a policy. So the studies.
That was a long way to say people were more likely to seek out an employer that would pay for their out-of-state abortion than they were for just a normal employer. Do you see what I mean? Even in Ohio, a red state, it fails. Do you see what I mean about we have to fix us first? It won't do any good to fix them unless we fix us. And by fixing us, we will fix them because we will no longer choose these people. The problem in the end is us. And that's frustrating for you and me because the problem's not you specifically. It's not your fault. It's someone else. But we have to fix us as a people first. And that is a lot longer of a process. That's why I don't stress so much about the presidential primary, the election this year. That's why, look, it's part of the reason I talk about bigger things like family. I talk about family. It matters. Not because I'm some world-class family man. I understand that's the building block of a society. It's why I talk about testosterone. It's why I talk about making babies. Making babies. We have to be people, you and I, who reproduce. We have to reproduce. We're not only not making enough babies as a country, we're not making enough good ones. Meaning, the people who need to be having more kids aren't. Part of that's low T levels. Are you on a male vitality stack from CHOP? Ladies, are you on a female vitality stack? It's not just for strength and focus and balancing out those hormone levels. We need babies. We need bigger families. That's part of how we fight back culturally against all this filth. Get a male vitality stack or female vitality stack in your veins. 90 days. Tell me how you feel after 90 days. Chok.com, CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, get you 35% off.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. You know what I almost just did just there, Chris? I almost said on an Ask Dr. Jesse Wednesday. Why did that pop into my head? You know why? You know what? I know why it is. I have so much wisdom to share. What, Chris? I have so much wisdom to share. And I'm getting anxious for Friday already. I want to share it on a Wednesday, but I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm waiting to answer your Ask Dr. Jesse questions until Friday. By the way, you can email your love and hate and death threats along with those Ask Dr. Jesse questions. You don't have to wait till Friday. Email me, whatever you want. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Email him now. All right? All right. Now, let's move on. Let's talk about this gentleman here.
You know, this was an interesting trust test of people's trust in their politicians or their health system. And, you know, statistically, we didn't do as well as I would have expected. You know, in fact, you know, I'm cited as some, you know, mastermind of some evil plot in many, many cases. So, no, I didn't expect any of that. You know, in some ways, the politicization of, you know, taking vaccines and helping protect other people, you could almost...
Hold on. I'm gonna let him continue for a second, but let's just address a couple things there from our friend, genocidal monster Bill Gates. I'm seen as some evil mastermind. No, not at all. It's just that the guy who was repeatedly pledged that we need to reduce the population of the planet, then not only financially benefited from, but was very, very vocal about why everybody needs to take an experimental therapeutic that, according to studies, has caused a massive baby die-off around the planet. No, not at all. And did you hear what he went into next? You hear what he said next? What he said next was, people want to politicize, you know, taking vaccines and stuff like that, just like the scumbag communists do every time. Because remember, he really is, he's being honest in that moment. He is not being political for him. He's being religious. There's nothing political about practicing my religion. Why are you making it political? Hey, I told you to take this experimental vaccine you don't know anything about. Okay, now I'm demanding you take it. All right, now I'm telling you to take it or you're going to lose your job. Hey, why are you making it political? That's what they do every single time.
I'll say that's a step backwards. You know, I hope vaccine acceptance for other diseases like measles is not reduced by this, But,
oh, it will be.
You know, a lot of people jumped in and took the vaccines, but a meaningful minority in most countries were led down a path of believing that not only, you know, were there rare side effects, but that the vaccine wasn't properly tested or was some part of some evil conspiracy.
How'd you properly test something in 9 months? Do you have any idea how many years these things are normally tested? Years before they're introduced to the public? You gave it to us in 9 months. How'd you test it? Oh, that's right. I know exactly how you tested it, Bill. You tested it on us. That's how you tested it. Let's get to some emails. Jesse, can you expand on the deal with Adam Schiff? Is he actually going to be held accountable for the scumbag liar he is? We need some kind of good news. No. No, he's not. This is the thing when it comes to these people. Adam Schiff. It's something we brought up earlier in the show. The people we hate, understandably, the people we really genuinely loathe, they are not hated by everyone the way they should be. Adam Schiff is a world-class piece of trash. Adam Schiff's voters are perfectly happy with Adam Schiff. Did you know? Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm going to tell you this, but here's a little rumor, and it's a rumor from somebody I very much trust. I can't tell you the name, otherwise I would tell you. Did you know Adam Schiff is very likely going to be the next United States Senator from the state of California? And the rumor is Dianne Feinstein, I'm sure you saw that dinosaur, Dianne Feinstein, because she's freaking 90 years old, she fell and hurt herself, and that's freaking awful, right? Even I'm not celebrating that kind of crap. I hate old people falling down, hurting themselves. It just bothers me so much. But she should retire. She should resign. Her staffers have to answer questions for her now. She's basically just like him. But she hasn't retired. She hasn't resigned. Why not? Well, it's an internal power struggle on who gets to be the next Democrat senator from the state of California. And I'll just skip right to the end of it. They're trying to get Dianne Feinstein to cling to life for as long as humanly possible so they can then make Adam Schiff a United States senator. Do you think Adam Schiff, as he was going on television lying every day about Donald Trump and Russian collusion, did you not think he was paying his dues for something? You need to keep this in mind. Whenever you see somebody, Democrat or Republican, hammering on something over and over and over and over and over again, all of a sudden you see him on all their shows. I'm playing sound bites of him every night. You see this guy everywhere. Why do I know who this man is from California? The reason is almost universally they're auditioning for something. Auditioning. Adam Schiff was auditioning, telling the system, hey, look what a good boy I am. I'll go get Trump. I'll lie. I'll say anything. Adam Schiff didn't fail. He passed his audition with flying colors. All right? All right. Now, Snake Hawks and credit ratings. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. We're already way over halfway through the week. Don't worry. Pick your chin up. We're fine.
Changing people's lives.
Every single night here on the show. Changing people's lives, Chris. Now, you know that you come to this show for very specific things. Obviously, for my wildly offensive political takes. What, Chris? You find out about how to smoke queso for me, how to make the world's best burgers, how to be a world-class napper, what to order at Red Lobster, important things like this. That's why you come here to the show. But maybe the most important thing we do here on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show is we teach people how to fight off animals, right? A long time ago, someone asked me how to survive against a crocodile attack. And I just informed everybody that they've been doing things wrong. You think you want to swim away, or there are even these people in Africa who are saying you should try to swim as vertically as possible because of the way their mouths open, Chris, their mouths open different ways. It makes it harder for them to bite you. And what I said was, all that's wrong. You need to dive into the crocodile's mouth and attack. That's the last thing he's expecting. He's built to have you run away and pull away. Attack him. What, Chris? This is accurate. It would work. You attack the crocodile. Now, that brings me to this. The headline is, snake slash hawk land on woman in bizarre attack that left her arm shredded. Her name's Peggy Jones. She's from Texas. She seems awesome. Seems great. She was out on a tractor. She's mowing her lawn on a tractor. Now, tell me your heart wouldn't stop. So she's driving a tractor. She's mowing her lawn, right? Out of nowhere, boom, a snake lands on her arm. Not only lands on her, that alone would probably put my wife, she'd be gone. I'd be at her funeral in 3 days. That would be it. The snake not only landed on her, it immediately wrapped around her arm. She said there was like a boa constrictor. So it landed, it wrapped, and now it's staying there. But wait, there's more. The snake had apparently been dropped by a hawk that had just caught it. So the hawk sees the snake on what it probably assumed was another tree branch or something, and the hawk dive bombs this poor woman and starts attacking the snake on her arm repeatedly, ripping at it with its talons and its beak and everything. And she said she just kept saying, help me, Jesus, which I don't know why that murders me. This poor 64-year-old woman just sitting there praying in the yard as she's being attacked by all the local wildlife. I am happy to hear she's okay. I will tell you, though, I did see a picture of the injuries. People don't realize how vicious birds of prey are. It shredded this woman's forearm. Birds of prey are extremely dangerous. Extremely dangerous. So remember this. Remember this. If you're ever attacked by a hawk, ever, if you're ever attacked by the hawk, have you ever you ever gotten on your knees and then put your head between your legs? So I want you to do this if you're ever attacked by a hawk or any bird of prey, bald eagle, commies, or whatever you're attacked by. Get on your knees, put your head between your legs, and then stick your butt in the air. You want to give the hawk a smelly target so the hawk will, what, Chris? So the hawk will fly off. Yes, you do. That's exact. Anyway,
these guys don't agree with what I said. I'm telling you, that's how you get with the Hawks. Balding Oracle. The normie norm in me thinks the rate at which people have been fleeing California should be enough to bulldoze over Governor Pomade in any debate. Or will it be more complicated than that? She said, I'm so mad at myself for not going to the Trump rally in New Hampshire today. Yeah, look, even if you're not a Trump fan, like maybe you're on Team DeSantis, obviously it's fine. It's great. I'm voting for the guy. Go to a Trump rally if he comes in your area. I would encourage you to. I'm not encouraging you to do that, remember, because they're good for elections, because they matter for elections. They don't matter at all for elections. They do, however, matter for you and for not feeling alone and for meeting wonderful people. Just go to a Trump rally, all right? Go to a Trump rally. Now, as to the Newsom-DeSantis debate, I think that's coming this month. Newsom and DeSantis are going to debate. I'm almost positive they're debating in Milwaukee. So what's going on here? Well, here's what's going on. It's a tremendous opportunity and a tremendous risk for both men. And here's why. Ron DeSantis is behind Donald Trump in the primary. Part of the reason Ron DeSantis is behind Donald Trump in the primary is Trump is masterful at sucking all the oxygen out of the room. He sucks up all the attention. Everyone only wants to talk about Trump. Trump this and Trump that and Trump that. Well, if you're running against him in a primary, even with an amazing resume like DeSantis, that can be hard if everyone only wants to talk about Trump. Then Trump's being indicted and Trump... Long way of saying Ron DeSantis needs the spotlight, even if it's for a night. Ron DeSantis needs people to pay attention to him, to find out about him, to hear what he has to say. Debating Gavin Newsom is great because it gives him an opportunity to debate somebody the GOP primary voter already instinctively despises. Everyone on the right hates Gavin Newsom. He's universally despised. It gives everyone on the right an opportunity to watch Ron DeSantis take him down in a debate. So that is a tremendous opportunity. However, there's also tremendous risk for both of them. The same thing applies to both of them. Sometimes you have to swing for the fences. Sometimes when you swing for the fences, you strike out. Oftentimes, the biggest home run hitters in baseball struck out a lot. If you're Ron DeSantis, you have to take that chance. You have to take that debate. You don't have any choice. But you better win. You better show up and you better perform well. Gavin Newsom, as big of a piece of trash as he is, Gavin Newsom is a smooth operator, and he knows what he's doing in a debate. You're going to have to show up and perform. And the same thing applies, if you want to feel better, to Newsom and the other side. Newsom's trying to tell every Democrat in the country, hey, I'm the guy, I'm the guy, I'm the next guy. Hey, get rid of Joe Biden, it's my turn, I'm the guy, look how good I am, I'm the guy, I'm the guy, I'm the guy. If you're doing that, you better show up if you're Gavin Newsom, and you better perform, pal. You better perform. It's a tremendous opportunity while at the same time being a tremendous risk. But they both have to take risks. When you're down, you have to take more risks than you do when you're up. That's just an obvious fact. And look, here's the thing. You probably have had moments like this in your life, whether it was in school for something, maybe it was in sports for something. Hey, starter got hurt, you're in. Or maybe it was, band. Maybe it was choir. Maybe it was at work. Hey, Bob, Tony's out today. He's out with the flu. Looks like he's going to be out for a while. You're going to have to take the lead on this project. People have opportunities in their lives where it could be life-changing if you perform well, and it can be devastating if you perform poorly. All of a sudden, there you are, in the spotlight, on stage in Madison Square Garden. Boom! Start singing. Perform. That's a moment that can change your life for better or for worse. I think this Newsom-DeSantis debate, I think, is a big deal. And no, I don't think either of them are going to get stormed over, I should say. They're both actually excellent debaters. I don't think they're going to get stormed over, but you better. You better perform well. You better perform well out there, that's for sure. But they both have to do it, and I think it's an outstanding move by both of them. Now, we have a bunch of headlines I didn't get to. We have some emails, too, and I'm going to get to all of those things. Before I get to any of those things, I'm going to get to health problems for the dog. You know that one of the worst parts about your dog getting older is taking him to the vet, because you're at the vet all the time. And it's not just the money. The money sucks, right? I'm not dismissing that. But there's always something wrong. Always something wrong. I remember that about every dog of mine I've ever had. Towards the end, it's always a stomach problem. There's always, oh, his hip's going bad. It's always, oh, he did that because he can't see anymore. It's just constant. I would like fewer trips to the vet with Fred when he gets older, as he gets older. That's why we give Fred Rough Greens. That's why we give him actual nutrition, to make sure his last years, there's not only more of them, they're better years. More energy. Just overall healthier by pouring an all-natural nutritional supplement on his food, because he doesn't get nutrition in his food. If you would like to do the same for your dog, free bag right now. All you pay for is the shipping. Roughgreens.com/Jesse or call 833-33-MY-DOG.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show before we take off. But we'll be back tomorrow. Gonna knock out all 5 days of work this week. Email jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Whatever you want to email me. Watch, Chris, now that I said that, I jinxed myself. I'll wake up tomorrow with the flu or something like that. You know what? I'd still drag myself in here just to not catch crap from everybody. Just so everyone won't call me Pink Flower anymore, which is rude. Jesse, I just finished your book and I find it outstanding. Oh, you mean the Anti-Communist Manifesto? What, Chris? The Anti-Communist Manifesto, which you can purchase still at jessekellybook.com? The guy says, I will now mail it to my grandsons and pay them $10 an hour to read the entire book. That's so great. I am 100% anti-communist, to include having been a jungle rat in Vietnam, where I had a paying job killing that vermin. I love this guy. On page 114, you write, cancel your Amazon Prime subscription and buy from local retailers or brick and mortar stores. He says, mostly I do that, but I get the impression that writers are stuck like glue to Amazon, where they need the reviews of their books. I wish there was a conservative place that would sell me the books I decide to buy, and that Amazon was pushed totally aside. That said, I'd like to write a review of your book, but suspect the only place I can do that is Amazon. Please advise. Okay, one, you can review the book anywhere. Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and other websites. And that brings me to this. At jessekellybook.com, I'm talking about the book, but I'm really talking about everything. I have links to all of them, so I'm not linking to just one like Amazon, including an option for small bookstores, local bookstores, family-owned bookstores. I don't bring this up because of the book, right? I know everyone's already bought the book, and I know you've already bought it for your state rep and your pastor because you don't want your country to go to crap. I'm already aware of that. I say it because that's our solution for a lot of our problems when it comes to putting our money where our morals are. We stress about this and stress about that when we need to go local. Local. I'm here to tell you right now, the gigantic corporate world, the Fortune 500 corporate world, is so horrible and evil and disgusting and communist now that it's almost going to be impossible to buy things from a major corporation without funding a bunch of filth that you hate. And remember, even the ones that don't want to do it are doing it. Remember what we heard earlier from Patrick Bet-David. Remember this?
Everyone has to come through us, and we can tell everybody what to do, because everybody fears not getting money from us, from being downgraded. A Tesla on ESG score is nothing, but a Philip Morris gets an A rating. How the hell the company that's Philip Morris has a better environmental social governance score, DEI, you know, not DEI, but the CEI, the score they give it over Tesla. So they can bully some of these guys. Now, Elon is vocal. Elon can say...
Yeah, okay, we got it. You see what I'm saying? If you go major corporation, many of them, most of them are held hostage. The solution, if you're looking for a place that shares your values, oftentimes is local. And when it comes to local, another reason I love local, I actually have a local bookstore in my area that I'm just in love with. The owner is a freaking fan, and we just get to talk when I go in there, and my boys go in and buy books. But you can talk to the owner locally. Your local bookshop, your local sandwich shop, those are small business owners. Those are not millionaires, man. They're busting their butt. They're in the office. If you want to know how they feel about things, go talk to them. I was just talking to a friend of mine yesterday. He was looking for a gym. He couldn't find a gym that he liked, and he walks in this gym, and there's all these come and take it flags on there and don't tread on me flags. There's a big Marine Corps flag, and he said, well, I think I'm probably pretty safe spending my money here. When you go local, look around. Gives you an opportunity, all right? All right. Now, before we get to headlines I didn't get to, let's make sure we're making preparations. Always making preparations. There are so many problems we discussed that we can't fix, that we can't do much about. We can do things like prepare, though. Prepare. Part of anybody's preparation is water, ammo, and food. Water, ammo, food, and I would add medical supplies in there as well, which we always neglect. Food is more difficult than you think because you think, oh, wow, I bought a box of granola bars. I'm fine. That's not an emergency food supply. Emergency food supply, even according to FEMA, is 3 months worth of food in your house, non-perishable. Do you have that for everyone who lives in your home? Probably not. Most people don't. My Patriot Supply sells prepped and ready 3 month food kits. Prepped and ready. 25% off right now. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com is how you get that 25% off. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. Everyone in your home needs one.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Moody's cuts credit ratings of 10 banks and warns of more downgrades. Remember when those banks closed and the U.S. government took all of them over and then started handing them to their friends like people at Morgan Stanley? Yeah, get ready for a lot of that. I can't wait for there to be one bank in America and it be the one that's run by the government. First ever FatCon to hit Philadelphia, a convention to help fat people navigate this fatphobic world. And a big congratulations to the ladies at The View. Target investor sues retailer over disastrous backlash to LGBT merch that costs shareholders billions. This is the way moving forward. We have got to be, you ready for this word? You ready for this word, Chris? We have got to become more litigious. What, Chris? That's how you said that word? I saw it on the news and I thought to myself, that's a word you have to say. You sound so smart. No. We do. We have to be people who sue more. You're perfectly within your rights as a major shareholder. If one of these big corporations goes full commie and hurts your bottom line, their job as a corporation is to serve you and only you, the shareholder. Sue, sue, sue. Biden administration cites community tensions as a mandate to mediate school districts' adoption of Youngkin's trans policies. That was a long, really horrible headline. It was just a long way of saying Joe Biden has sicked his DOJ on Virginia for pushing back at all against all the tranny garbage. Pro-lifers appeal New York sidewalk counseling ban to SCOTUS. You know what? I'm going to come back to that one. I'll probably get to that one tomorrow. DC on pace for the most homicides in two decades. Don't care. You voted for this. I remember listening to this today.
The people who've been here, it's like we're the minority now.
I don't think this is the place that they need to stay permanently. I hope we find them.
Those are all people in Brooklyn complaining about the illegal immigrants. You voted for this. Who'd you vote for in the last election? Eric Adams, wasn't it? You voted for Eric Adams.
We have a brand. New York has a brand.
Keep voting Democrat. I keep laughing. I keep laughing about your homicide stats and there's too many illegals here. Look in the mirror, idiot. Stop voting Democrat, all right? On that sunny note, I'm going to check out of here. That's all.